You are tuning in to the Pop Culture Retrospective Podcast.
This show is dedicated to the memory of my big sister, Rebecca, a fan of all things pop culture, particularly of the people, places, and things that defined the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. Welcome aboard this pop culture time machine. I'm Amy Lewis. This is episode number 93, revisiting classic McGruff the Crime Dog PSAs from the 80s and 90s, featuring McGruff himself and the executive director of the National Crime Prevention Council, Paul Del Ponte. On this episode, I had a chance to meet with one of the most iconic characters for me and my sister's childhood and talk with him and Paul about the enduring power of these PSAs and how their messages still resonate today. Enjoy. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Pop Culture Retrospective Podcast. Today, I am my child of the 80s is going crazy right now because I am joined by a few folks from the NCPC, which is the National Crime Prevention Council. Paul is the executive director of the NCPC, and he and McGruff, who is also here, work together to spread awareness about fighting crime. And if you grew up in the 1980s and 1990s like I did, then you may remember those infamous commercials where a dog in a rumpled trench coat said, "You don't know me yet, but you will." Since then, McGruff the Crime Dog has taught millions of people, like myself, that the police cannot fight crime alone. Crime prevention is everybody's business, and everyone can help take a bite out of crime. Through television commercials, comic books, live appearances, and more, McGruff has encouraged Americans to take common sense steps to reduce crime. So, Paul and McGruff, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Well, thank you, Amy.
Yeah, this is what a treat this is. I certainly remember being visited by McGruff himself when I was in elementary school back in the 1980s. So this is a real treat for myself and for the listeners. Can you guys tell me and the audience a little bit about yourselves and the NCPC?
Sure. Why don't I start and then McGruff can fill in some blanks. But I have the great pleasure of being executive director of the National Crime Prevention Council. So I get to work with McGruff every day. And one of the things when I came on board a little more than 2 years ago, my most important mission was to introduce McGruff to a new generation. Hmm. And we are busy doing that. We're excited to be here to sort of look back at what started McGruff back before anybody knew who he was, as well as bringing you up to speed on what McGruff is up to now. So over to McGruff.
All right. Well, it's sure been a great 44 years almost here. That in July is when we did kind of get started. Back in 1980, but it's just been a wonderful association working with great people such as all across the nation and my great friends at the National Crime Prevention Council.
Nice. And how is your gray jacket still 40? Is that 44 years old as well?
Well, we went through several trench coats over the years, and now with many of the public appearances, you know, I have a white shirt and tie underneath it, so we updated just a little bit there.
Oh, very nice.
You know, and the toughest thing was getting that jelly donut stain off it.
I'm sure.
And the pastrami sandwiches.
I bet. My goodness. Okay. Well, yes. Yeah, so as people listening to the show certainly finally remember these infamous PSAs, which certainly taught us a lot as kids and continue to teach a new generation. We're going to kind of go through some of those, and McGruff and Paul are going to kind of give us a little bit of information about the PSAs, any notable moments, anything that they remember about those. So is there anything that you two wanted to add before we got started?
No, just that, you know, our work, the National Crime Prevention Council, McGruff's work really depends on the people out there who are listening. And it was that way at the very beginning, and it's that way today. And just appreciate all the volunteers, all the people who wake up each day ready to take a bite out of crime.
all we got to do is remember that all crime needs is a chance, and working together, we can really make a difference in our neighborhoods, our communities, and all across the nation.
Nice. Awesome. Well, that's, I think, certainly a message that everybody can get behind. All right. So for our very first PSA, I believe this is the one that is from 1980.
Yes.
And this one is entitled Jenny. So I'm going to pull that up here in just a second.
That's Jenny. But that's not Jenny's dad. If she gets into that car, you may be looking at Jenny for the last time. I'm McGruff, the crime dog. Let me show you something. See that playground? A lot of kids there. Every day in this country, 60 kids disappear. Some run away, but a lot are kidnapped by strangers or even by people they know. Almost 20,000 kids a year. 20,000 kids, one kid at a time. Maybe your kid, on your street, just like Jenny. You know, your kids can learn to protect themselves against crime at home, at school, on the street. Hey, nice going, Jenny. She's going to tell her folks about this. And you can write to McGruff. Learn how to keep your family and your community safe and help take a bite out of crime.
All right. Well, that was the first one. Any thoughts on that first PSA?
Well, you know, brings it back a lot of memories.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just as relevant today as it was then, sadly. And so you've got to be diligent. Just a little side note, a couple years ago, Seth MacFarlane included that PSA with a little funny, humorous twist in in the Chris Holiday episode of The Family Guy. And it was part of what we started to do to get a new generation to look at McGruff again and start with some of those very old, not old, but still relevant, important messages. So, you know, kids out there, somebody asks you to get in the car, don't.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about the relevant perspective. And I have two children. I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. And we've been over this many, many, many times. And sort of rewatching these has kind of reminded me that I actually might pull these out to show them, because that's certainly a concern that I have as a parent.
The only thing you have to do is explain what a P.O. box is, because that goes right over your head.
Yes.
Message still works. P.O. boxes have gone away, but the message is still important.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. We'll go on to our next one here, which is Stop a Crime.
That's how it all began.
Yeah, that was an early one.
You know what I think? I think you forgot to lock your door. It's a funny thing. A lot of people do that. They forget. That's too bad, because all crime needs is a chance. Don't give it the chance. Like, light up your doors. Lights make burglars nervous. And make your windows secure. Say, I understand you're going to Peoria next week. While you're gone, have a neighbor keep an eye on your house. You know, pick up your mail, keep the place looking lived in, and use a timer to turn lights on and off. Hey, fudge brownies. And me on a diet. Oh, you don't know me, see. It's my job to teach you to protect yourselves. Make it your job to learn. Write to Box 6600, Rockville, Maryland. And one more thing, lock your doors. That's an easy way to take a bite out of crime.
That, I definitely remember that one. And I wonder if that was filmed in Illinois, because Peoria is a city in Illinois.
Yes, it is. But no, it actually wasn't. It was kind of a way to get people to have crime prevention tips, such as, you know, turn on their lights, securing their windows, their doors, and asking neighbors to kind of watch the house. And it was kind of the first part of our getting ready for neighborhood watch and not giving crime a chance.
Well, again, I think that's still certainly relevant today. And it kind of makes me think of, you know, maybe if the family in Home Alone would have watched this, perhaps, you know, their house wouldn't have been robbed in the film Home Alone.
You got to wonder if that Kevin McAllister must have paid really close attention to the McGruff PSAs.
Yes. Yeah. The turning on the lights and the timer. That's very true. That is very true. Nice. Well, that is a fun one. The next one we have, I think, was, ooh, this is a good one, United for a Stronger America.
Mrs. DeBruzzo, I'm here with the Neighborhood Watch. I'm signing up people for the Neighborhood Watch.
You've made our dreams come true. You have your cameras here? Where are you going, Mr. McMahon?
I'm going to check with the lady next door.
Are you going to get the check?
Start a Neighborhood Watch. It's just one of the many ways you can help make America stronger. To find out how, call or log on for this free guide.
Ed McMahon, I mean, does it get more 80s than that?
There you go. I think McGruff has fond memories of that one.
You know, what was interesting about that PSA, just kind of make it short here. Of course, Ed McMahon was Johnny Carson's sidekick for all those years.
Yes.
But he had a television show called Star Search. And when the lady opened the door, she thought she was going to be on the show. And that's why she was all excited. And he was around signing up people in his neighborhood to be part of Neighborhood Watch.
Nice. Wow. I wonder how the NCPC worked on getting him to help out with some of the PSAs. That's pretty cool.
We've been fortunate over the years to have a lot of good friends who volunteer to help us, and that continues to this day.
Nice, that's great. Yes, and that's a pretty big name for the 1980s. And I remember, I think he also did Publishers Clearinghouse too with the. Like a lottery ticket type thing where you could, I think, fill something out, maybe win money or something like that. I want to say.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Get back to the next one here.
Hey, McGruff here. See that guy? He's stealing that bike. Now, see that lady?
Bike theft.
She's calling the cops. This is Mimi Marth, part of the Eyes and Ears Patrol of Hartford, Connecticut. There's 126 of them, regular people like you and me, working together against crime. Here's another one, Albert Bell. Yesterday, it was his turn to patrol. Halfway down a block, Albert sees a strange man nosing around a Barnett's basement window.
Gray jacket?
So, Albert calls the cops, fast. And the cops pick the guy up, fast. Way to go, Albert. You know, when it comes to preventing crime, people like Mimi and Albert really make a difference. So could a person like you. Find out more. Write to Box 6600, Rockville, Maryland, and help take a bite out of crime.
Another classic, must be 1980s PSA there.
Yes, it was.
Looks that way, yeah.
No, it was in early 1980s, and again, that was... community crime prevention and kind of getting Neighborhood Watch and getting people involved in their neighborhoods. And these were actually two people from Hartford, Connecticut that were involved, and they're part of the PSA.
Nice. Yeah. Aren't there, do you all still, I think it's NCPC. Do you all still do the like signs that people can have in their neighborhoods that say Neighborhood Watch? Is that through you all?
That actually is through the National Sheriff's Association, and we are talking to them now. We've always worked in close collaboration with the sheriffs as well as other units of law enforcement, but we're talking to them now about updating Neighborhood Watch and really making it more relevant to the 21st century because, you know, unlike those big bulky phones or whatever those things were back then, we now have smartphones. And home cameras and other things. So we really want to make Neighborhood Watch ready for 21st century technology.
Nice. Yes, I was going to comment on those radios. They looked like almost kind of like a CB, CB walkie-talkie.
It basically was.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh man, that's
because they kind of had a neighborhood watch network where they used CBs talking to one another. Then they reported it to the law enforcement.
Okay, nice. Yes, one fun fact I learned in doing my podcast is that Radio Shack, which is, I think is pretty much completely defunct now, they kind of gained a lot of popularity, and at one point the vast majority of their sales was actually CB radios. So there's a fun fact for you on a Tuesday afternoon. The next one, I think we're gonna just change the order here a little bit. The next one is the Gill Straps, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Okay.
You know, the Gill Straps aren't really moving. They're being robbed. These crooks know the Gilstraps are out of town, so they're trying to move the Gilstraps permanently. They figure they look like movers, they act like movers, so who's gonna know? The Joneses. They know.
Dad, aren't the Gilstraps in Toledo?
I think they're being robbed. Should we call the police?
Call the police.
See, the Joneses know. If they don't tell the cops now, the Gilstraps will have to tell them later.
Hello, this is Harry.
Meanwhile, these fellas are eating lunch, oh, about a block away. Hey, hot pastrami. That looks very good.
10-4.
Take it easy, huh? How about that? Know what it takes to stop a crime? Your help and your neighbors. Find out more. Write to Box 6600, Rockville, Maryland, and help take a bite out of crime.
And Paul, you mentioned this was one of your favorites. Why?
Yeah, I like the humor involved. And then and also, you know, every time I see it, you know, if you think McGruff can take a bite out of crime, you should see him bite into a pastrami sandwich. So we've had some good ones over the years.
Yeah, but Paul and I like pastrami.
An important message, just as important today as it was then.
Yes, it is. And it shows neighborhood involvement, getting people to actually, if they see something, they can actually call it in. And that's what we want people to do, is get involved, because they can be the eyes and ears for law enforcement, because they can't always be in the neighborhoods all the time.
Yeah. And is that when you, was it this PSA, McGruff, where you first fell in love with pastrami sandwiches?
Oh, Paul and I enjoy those quite often.
Nice. Excellent. Yes. And I also loved the rotary phone. Certainly calling the police used to take a lot longer than it does now. So we can certainly appreciate that technology innovation. That is for sure. And the next one is Can't Fight Without You.
Here he comes.
Whoops.
Ooh. I beg your pardon. Ralph Edwards?
Yeah, that's right, McGruff. It's the 10th anniversary of all of us working together to prevent crime. McGruff, this is your life.
What a thrill!
Years ago, you began teaching people to get involved with each other and the police. Remember this?
You helped us start a neighborhood watch. Our antennas went up and crime went down.
Hey, Phil!
How you doing, McGruff?
Later, you helped kids stay drug-free.
I'm gonna get wasted. Why don't you get real?
I've got a better idea. Why don't you get lost?
Hi, McGruff.
Hey, McGruff.
You guys made me proud.
Come on, everybody.
It's been a great 10 years, but there's more to do. Clean up neighborhoods, make drugs disappear. How do you start? Write for my free booklet.
Now, everybody say, take a bite out of crime. Crime Dog McGruff, this is your life.
Couldn't do it without you.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, that was the 10th anniversary in 1990. And of course, Ralph Edwards, for many years during the 50s and 60s, had a television show called This Is Your Life. And he had, they went to personalities and kind of by surprise and had studio audience, and they brought in people from their past. And this was, they went over some of the people who were in the early PSAs.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I remember that show. I vaguely remember that show, but yeah, I definitely don't remember this this PSA. It's a good one. All right. And then I think we are going to watch a more recent PSA. And this one is the most recent Think Again from 2023.
Think buying fake products is harmless? Think again. Think fake cosmetics are tested and safe? Think again. Think that medicine you can buy off social media is high quality? Think again. Counterfeits are made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. Each year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products are sold in the U.S. I smell big crime. Think about it. If you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real.
Okay. Wow, that was a much different look than the
much different look. As you could see, McGruff is in 3D animation because that's what kids today are growing up with. And you know, we live in a little bit more complicated times than we did in the 80s. And so the messaging is around, you know, real problems that people face around the sale of counterfeit goods. It is part of a series. We have McGruff back in the studios now, working on a new one, which is a companion of this, taking direct aim at the dangers of fake pills containing fentanyls, which are killing kids and young adults at an alarming rate.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I didn't realize the other kind of counterfeit items too, and how that can be filled with dangerous ingredients and chemicals too. That's
dangerous ingredients. And then the other thing to keep in mind is that criminal enterprise relies on money. And if you follow the money, it oftentimes leads to fake products. So you might think you're just getting a good deal on a fake purse, but you're putting money into the hands of a criminal.
Wow. Yeah. That was a very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, were you going to say something like that? What we're encouraged to do here, Amy, is be careful of counterfeits, because they can look like the real thing, but they may not be. So always be, if it's too good to be true for a price or whatever, it usually is. So always stick to the reliable brands.
Yeah, definitely. So what would, so thinking back to when McGruff started, you said, you know, 44 years ago, which is pretty incredible. How would you say that he sort of evolved in his message?
Well, I think one thing about McGruff is the message relevance remained just as important now as it did back then, that it really is individual citizens who can take action and help things. And that's what our work at the National Crime Prevention Council is all about. McGruff, you know, as great as he is, he's not a superhero. He can't do it alone. He needs your help. And just like you said from the very start, it's his job to teach you, and it's your job to learn. And we see that every day. I mentioned fentanyl. I mean, one of the things that just saddens me and warms my heart at the same time, we work with so many families who suffered the tragedy, the ultimate tragedy, and the loss of a child through this dangerous trade in drug deals. And throughout it all, they came up to me and said, "Hey, McGruff taught us to be safe. We want to help you teach others so the same thing doesn't happen to their families." And so there was a whole citizen movement of people who grew up with McGruff and want to pay that forward to the next generation.
Wow, that's amazing. That is so cool.
Wow. Well, you know, I've always said over the years, you know, crime prevention is everyone's business. Crime is not a law enforcement problem. It's a community problem. And that's why it takes a lot of networking with all kinds of people. And whether it be people in the neighborhoods or schools, or businesses, you know, the media, we all work together to help take a bite out of crime.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. That is a really good point. Yeah, if you're involved in and paying attention, then we can all sort of make a difference in our communities. I like that. I like that a lot. And so what, McGruff, what does your work sort of look like these days? Are you still, you know, going to elementary schools and visiting, or what does your work look like?
Yes, we make public appearances whenever requested. We visit schools, we're in parades, we do, if there's a business or something that likes to have the celebrity come, you know, McGruff can come, we sign autographs, and we've done projects on, of course, PSAs, radio, television, and personal appearances. And we just made a great one down at the raceways down in Daytona Beach.
Wow.
Recently.
What did you get to do there?
Well, we work with NASCAR driver Joey Gase. And he has the Race Against Crime car out on the Nashville circuit. It was we were down in Daytona, and we're down in Atlanta the week after. And, you know, it's important to reach all segments. And, you know, getting NASCAR fans is a great fan base of people who care about taking a bite out of crime.
Nice. Oh, that's great. I'll have to look up that car. I'll make sure to, maybe I'll try to find a link to that, and I'll put it in the
Here you can get them right go to McGruff.org, and we have toy car versions. And
nice.
We also did a taping last year with Joey Gase, McGruff at the Races. You can see that on YouTube.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'll try to find like a big picture of the car too and put that into the show notes. And I guess one question I have for you, for Paul and McGruff also too, is there any, when you think back over your time with the NCPC, is there a story or event or something that you've done that's been particularly memorable or touching?
Oh, so many. You know, I think one of the things that's always special is to get to go to a classroom and see children interact with McGruff, and just how seriously children take the messages and believe in it. And that's always heartwarming. And I guess a big moment for me is every time I meet with families who've had a child who's been a victim of some sort of crime, and working with the alumni of McGruff fans, you know, as you pointed out, and McGruff pointed out, we put some, you know, we always try to put real people in the commercials. And, you know, I was a while back reconnected with someone who was 11 and was in her McGruff commercial, Rosanna Bream, talking about gun violence. And she came forward and she wants to volunteer because the same concern she had as a child about being shot in school, are just as relevant today. And she wants to make sure that her kids are safe.
Wow. That's amazing. That is very profound. Wow.
Yeah, just as Paul mentioned, though, I could tell story after story of wonderful people and the events we got to work with. Just briefly, I'd like to just share, I was at a program in a mall, and shopping mall, and this grandfather came up to me and he says, "Do you realize the messages you give, how important they are?" And I said, "Well, we always like to keep, you know, our community safe." And they said, "Well, my wife became very ill and she collapsed on the kitchen floor. And my granddaughter went immediately and called 911. And because of the quick response, my wife is still alive today." And he asked her, "Where did you learn to do that?" And he says, "When McGruff visited our school, and he taught us how to use 911 and the importance of it." And I just one of many, many stories we could share.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is wonderful. That is amazing. It's a lot of things I've learned about a lot of different things on the show, and I think having such a fun, warm character like McGruff is so crucial because it really helps kids, I think, absorb the information, find somebody that they feel like they can trust and learn from and open up to. So that is such a wonderful story, and I'm glad that there's been so many positive interactions that you guys have both had.
It's quite an experience, and you really get to see the depth and level of which McGruff has made an impact in people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And if somebody were to, you know, hold up a bunch of pictures of different characters from the 1980s, I could certainly name McGruff without a problem. So I think that's certainly very telling of the staying power of McGruff. He's a pretty powerful dog. That's putting it lightly.
A true American icon for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
You're still working today.
Yeah. That is amazing. That is a joy for this kind of borderline Gen X or elder millennial to hear. So we certainly appreciate that. So what's kind of next on your list of things that you have going on in your fighting crime worlds?
Well, we've got quite a few things. I already mentioned we have McGruff in the studios working on a new public service announcement taking direct aim at the dangers of fake pills and fentanyl. Mm-hmm. We are developing new solutions to help prevent gun violence. I think for too often, we've sort of wrung our hands and feel that it's beyond our ability to do something about it, but it's really not. Yeah. When you think about since the time Columbine happened, there has not been one school fire. There's not been one child who died in a school fire. And there are a lot of reasons for that. It's because we have different standards for building schools to resist fire. We need to start developing those same kind of standards so that schools become gunshot resistant and we can save lives that way. There are things we can do about these problems. I already mentioned too, we're going to revitalize Neighborhood Watch and make it relevant for the 21st century. Just imagine all you can do now with smart locks, smartphones, cameras.
Right.
And we can make our neighborhoods and our lives safer.
Nice. Oh, I love that. That's great. So if people want to learn more about the NCPC or McGruff, where should they go find that information?
They can go to ncpc.org and mcgruff.org. And on both websites, you can learn about McGruff. If you want to learn more about what we're doing and the emotional impact of fentanyl, go to liesproject.org. And sign up for some of our different activities, get our information, download. You don't have to write to a P.O. box anymore. You can get it all online.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. It's like the process to get that information, you know, would probably take like, you know, over a week. And now you can get it in 5 minutes, if that. So
we've come a long way.
Yes, we have. We have indeed. And I will make sure to put a link to all of this information in the show notes as well. But anything else that you want to say in conclusion here?
Well, I'll let McGruff, he always has the last word, but just, you know, for everyone listening, there is still something you can do. You have the power within yourself to stop criminals. As McGruff said, all crime needs is a chance. Don't give it a chance. And McGruff, you know what they want. You know what they need.
Absolutely. We always got to close with this, you know. Watch out, help out. Just as Paul mentioned, all crime needs is a chance. We need to take away the opportunity for a crime to take place. But most of all, help your old pal McGruff. Help the National Crime Prevention Council and all of our networks with law enforcement. You're very important. You're very special because you can help your old pal McGruff take a bite out of crime. Ow.
I hope you've enjoyed my visit with McGruff the Crime Dog and Paul Del Ponte from the National Crime Prevention Council. They were such a joy to meet with, and I was reminded of just how poignant their messages continue to be 4 decades after McGruff first graced our television sets. I hope you will join me for my next episode where we will take another look back at a fascinating facet of the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. Until then, be kind, be safe, and hold on to your memories.
Thank you for tuning into my mama's podcast and the memories of Auntie Rebecca.